You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
All right, we've got a very good show for you today on this Thursday edition. Sean Spicer, formerly of the White House, but most recently of Newsmax Primetime, will be with us, Spicer and Company's very own host. And, of course, we will also speak with Christian B. Tate. But first, we've got to talk about the guy living at the White House.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Friends, I don't know how to make anything heads or tails of this. I honestly don't. What is going on with the mashed potato head that is living at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue? Because it's not a president. We have somebody that's there that did you hear his appearance last night at the town hall supposedly that they had where he was with Don Lemon and they were supposed to be there to talk about the economy. And the stuff that was, I mean, here's how people were describing it on Twitter: bewildering, illogical. He talked about wanting to ban handguns. And his statement was, whether it's a 9mm pistol or whether it is a rifle is ridiculous. I'm continuing to push the elimination of a sale of those things, but I'm likely to get that done. I'm not likely to get that done in the near term. He also said later, you're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations, to which I'm sure that those Texas Democrats that all got breakthrough cases after being vaccinated are saying, well, what's that about? He told a restaurant owner that is struggling to find workers. He said, you just got to pay them more. This is like to watch this man go through what he's going through, which to me appears to be almost complete cognitive breakdown. It is hard to describe. My colleague Katie Pavlich over at townhall.com said a perfect and telling response, telling the restaurant owner to just pay his workers more. A perfect and telling response from a man who has only been in government for decades, taking money from taxpayers instead of signing the front of paychecks. And then the New York Post noted that the town hall he was at last night was half empty. This is, and that was last night. That was just last night. Also, did you earlier in the day, he had a public statement, and I still have no clue what he's trying to say here. This is the exact quote, and this is the man running the free world. Listen to this. And the question is whether or not we should be in a position where our why can't the experts say we know this, that virus is in fact it's going to be or excuse we know why all the drugs approved are not temporarily approved but permanently approved. That's underway, too. What is he even talking about? That is word salad mixed with mashed potatoes. I don't even know how do you can't even begin to make heads or tail of that. It's one thing if he's just making public statements. It's another thing if he's trying to influence policy. And today, earlier in the day, the Biden team had announced yesterday they were going to go meet with the CDC. And evidently the issue that they have is that the CDC is standing by thus far its guidance that kids under 12 don't need to be masked in the fall for school. And they're not saying that they need to be masked now. Now, the perverse side of all this is that that's the CDC saying and responding to what the science actually is telling us. I just had Mark Siegel on my Radio Night Live show last night, and he said there are now 4 statewide demonstrable studies that meet the highest criteria of peer review. North Carolina, I think it was, North Carolina was one of them. There were 3 others of the 4. And they all showed the same thing, If your kid is under 12, there is a less than 1% chance, less than 1% chance that even if the child has it, and there's a less than 1% chance that the child's going to contract it, there's a less than 1% chance of the kids who contract it that they're going to show symptoms. And there's a less than 1% chance of those who have symptoms of being seriously ill. That's a lot of less than 1% chances. And there's even a less chance than all of that that they will pass it on to someone else. Kids are basically impermeable. This virus just doesn't affect them. The people that need the vaccines are 50-year-olds. And Dr. Siegel's very concerned that we've got 50-year-olds that aren't getting the vaccine, and you've got all the pressure in all of the public space going in on the kids. The other thing he said was, why are we even discussing masking kids and having them talk about vaccines in school when you've got teachers that haven't gotten vaccinated? Start with the teachers. The teachers are the vulnerable ones. Get them to get the shot if they want to teach. But why are you putting all of that weight on, you know, 8-year-olds? It doesn't make any sense. So in light of all of this, the science doesn't say it. CDC doesn't say it. What does Joe Biden do? They go to the CDC this morning, have a meeting. Biden comes out going, well, I think we're going to we're going to see masks return to under 12-year-olds. Why? Makes no sense. But when you've got mashed potatoes where your brain's supposed to be, I'm not sure anything makes sense. Then one last thing, and this is really disturbing for all New Yorkers in particular, because one of the things that New York City has really needed for the last year is for the return of Canadian tourism. Canadians love to come to New York, and it's where a lot of our tourism comes from. Canadians like to come down to the States, but they like to go to New York City. They like to see shows. They like to go to Broadway. They like to go to restaurants. And we desperately need that. And today, according to Politico, well, and so here's the problem. For a long time, Trudeau up in Canada was like, no, you can't go to the United States. Can't go to the United States. Can't go to the United States. We're going to mask and we're going to quarantine you when you come back if you go to the United States. So finally, 2 weeks ago, PM Trudeau is saying, well, we're going to loosen that and you can start traveling to the States. And everybody in New York's like, yay, this is going to help. So what does the Biden administration do as of this morning? They renewed their restrictions, which I didn't even know we had any restrictions on Canadians coming here. We renewed our restrictions at the U.S.-Canada land border for at least another month, in a move that signals a new divergence between the public health policy at the frontier. So Canada, who's had the problem, is realizing that the American situation doesn't really pose a threat to them. So they're loosening their standards and they're going to allow their Canadian citizens to come to us. And Joe Biden goes, nope, can't come here. By the way, Canadians are pretty well vaccinated. They're pretty well on top of all this. And it's not going to be like there's 1.7 million Canadians that are going to come. But he says the Canadians can't come. People can't come through the northern border. We're going to shut that border down for another length of time. Meanwhile, on the southern border, we've had close to 2 million people come across, and not a single one of them have been tested for COVID. Not a single one of them that we're aware of has proof of being vaccinated. And there's like no discussion at all about stopping that. What is going on in the White House? Who's making these decisions? Why are those incentives being put in place? Why are we stopping Canadians but saying to everybody that can get to the southern border, come on in? And claiming that it's for health safety reasons that we're keeping the Canadians out. Doesn't make any sense at all. But none of this does. He's speaking gibberish. He's hypocritical on the two borders, on the policies. He's preventing us from being able to return to full strength with the economy. And he's forcing the CDC to become anti-science in their policy, which isn't even his business. The president doesn't go over to the CDC and say, you have to make the policy be this. I don't know. But I'm ready for Mr. Mashed Potato Head to be no longer in charge of the free world. I don't think he's up for the task. All right, having said that, we've got a big show. Lots of news to get to. Kevin McCullough, stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. For children, the world should be a happy place, a place where they can dream, make memories, laugh, play, feel happiness, joy, and hope. But for too many children around the world, it's just not the case. Poverty, broken families, and lack of educational opportunities rob children of their health, their hope, and the promise of a better future. At Hope Children's Home in Honduras, children living in dire poverty find the Christian home environment they need in order to thrive. And in this coming month, AM 570 The Mission is inviting you to invest in the future of a child by giving them food, education, medical attention, spiritual nurturing, in short, a home at Hope's Children's Home. Please bring hope to a child right now by calling 888-296-8200. That's 888-296-8200. Or click the Hope Children's Home banner at WMCA.com.
Thinking of selling your house? Need to sell an inherited property? Call Calamine & Company Real Estate for a free, no-obligation consultation. Louis Calamine will personally give you his honest and professional opinion while answering any questions you may have. Calamine & Company has a 100% success rate. Their listings always get sold stress-free and for top dollar. They've earned perfect ratings and reviews online, so you can't go wrong when you hire Calamine & Company. They always put clients' needs above everything else. Want to ask Louis Calamine a question? Interested in learning the honest truth about the real estate industry from a highly successful broker? Tune into Lewis's new radio talk show, Unfiltered Real Estate, on AM 570 The Mission every Saturday morning at 9, where you can talk live on the air with Louis Calamine. To schedule a private consultation with Lewis, call 718-998-1100 or visit calamine.com. Remember, clients come first at Calamine & Company Real Estate.
Download the AM 570 The Mission mobile app on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on WMCA.com, TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Excuse me, why don't you have life insurance yet?
I've got diabetes, and I know the price will be through the roof for the pre-existing condition.
Well, actually, SelectQuote makes it easy to get very affordable life insurance, even if you have a health issue.
I'm listening.
You'll get quotes from some of the country's most trusted carriers. Even with your diabetes, you can get around $250,000 in insurance for as little as a dollar a day.
That would be amazing. What's it called again?
SelectQuote. Just call or go to SelectQuote.com to get your free quote. Get the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Call 1-800-770-4747 or go to SelectQuote.com today. That's 1-800-770-4747 or SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Get full details on example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Monthly premiums vary based on health, company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hi, I'm Jen Harvey of The Huddle, and I am inviting you to our annual conference being held on August 7th at the Rehoboth Cathedral in Brooklyn from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Our theme is Dry Bones, Arise and Live Again. The past 20 months have been extremely difficult and filled with uncertainty. This is not over. There is more to come, but God doesn't want his people to be kept in the dark. He wants us to have a plan and to prepare. You can't afford to miss this event. The Word, the worship, food, fellowship, information, and insight is going to be unrivaled, and it's all free of charge. Call us at 1-347-292-9497. That's 1-347-292-9497. You do not want to miss this conference.
Are you scared of dental surgery? Unhappy with your smile? Tired of partial dentures? Then ZX27 glass abutment is for you. Only offered at M&M Dental in the heart of Brooklyn, it's a unique European non-surgical FDA-approved procedure, giving patients back their confidence and smile. Here to explain is Dr. Seltzer.
Hi, thanks for having me here today.
Now tell us a little bit about the ZX27.
Sure. ZX27 is a revolutionary, non-surgical, FDA-approved procedure, which gives patients a permanent smile without having to endure surgery and eliminates partial dentures.
Do you own the exclusive rights to this procedure?
Yes, we do, for the United States. This procedure has been done for over 30 years in 28 different countries worldwide.
What kind of feedback have you been receiving from your patients?
Patients are loving their new beautiful smiles while avoiding implant surgery and not having to wear partial dentures.
That's fantastic. Thanks, Dr. Selzer. Call M&M Dental now at 718-853-5777. That's 718-853-5777.
When you need legal assistance, call Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. They'll show you care and compassion. 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
Libertarian or conservative? How about a take on government that's just chock full of common sense? Kristen B. Tate gives her take exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, I know some of you are a little bit upset that I was so impassioned in the monologue, but I'm sorry, I can't help it. I feel like we have a bowl of mashed potatoes sitting where the brain is supposed to be in the White House right now, and it's very discouraging. When you saw him try to say last night whatever it was he was trying to say about handguns and COVID vaccines on the town hall on CNN, none of it made sense. Kristen B. Tate rejoins us. Kristen, let me lay this on you. This was from one of his speaking opportunities yesterday. This was the president, Joe Biden. And the direct quote is, "And the question is whether or not we should be in a position where why can't the experts say we know that this virus is in fact it's going to be, or excuse, we know why all the drugs approved are not temporarily approved, but not permanently approved. That's underway, too." Any idea of what he's actually referring to there? I have no idea.
Nobody knows what he's referring to. And we all know, Kevin, that if Donald Trump had this kind of mental deterioration when he was president, the news media would be reporting on it 24/7, saying this is a crisis. We have someone who
they would have already invoked.
What's going on?
They would have already invoked, what is it, what's the amendment where you can invoke the incapacitation of the president? They talked about it with Trump all the time.
Because this is a Democrat. There's nothing to see. Keep moving along. We're not going to report on this. It's disgraceful. And look, Joe Biden, whatever, say you whatever you want about his politics. I think he's wrong on almost every issue. But he used to be a pretty decent speaker back in his day. If you watch old videos of Joe Biden speaking, he was pretty good. So this whole idea being pushed by the left that this is all because of his stutter is nonsense. Because back before, when he was mentally sound, he was able to give speeches and answer questions in a way that was coherent and compelling, given his point of views. This has nothing to do with the stutter. This is a man who is old, doddering, and is losing his capabilities mentally speaking. And it's dangerous to have him as president of the United States, because we all know he's not the one who's really in charge. There are people or a person who is pulling the strings behind the curtain, and we have no idea who those people are. They were not elected, and really we don't know who's running the country right now, because it sure isn't Joe Biden.
Well, he looked that one voter in the eye last night on the CNN town hall, who's a restaurant owner here in New York, and restaurants have just been hammered. I mean, it's just amazing that any of them are still open. And he said, "How am I supposed to attract workers?" And Joe Biden's answer was, "You just have to pay them more." Now, you're talking to a guy that works in food service that already has the thinnest margin of profit of almost any industry in America right now. I mean, food service industry, so much of their inventory goes bad. Spoilage is so expensive, they have to throw stuff out almost as fast as they buy it. And the answer from the president, who's given us 5.5% inflation, I mean, I filled up my car yesterday after getting off the air in Manhattan, and it was $5.59 a gallon. Kristen, I mean, this, and his answer is, well, just pay your employees more.
It's absolutely absurd. I have small business owners in my family. My stepmother owns a chain of restaurants in Boston. And, of course, Boston has very high costs as well. And she is, from the last year, she has really struggled to keep the lights on, Kev. She's struggling to fill all the open positions, even to just get people to wait on tables. It's a real struggle. and, you know, the lockdowns just crippled her. And she's just one of thousands and thousands of small business right. owners in this country who risked everything for their dream. And they saw their dreams, their life savings and everything go up in flames because of these draconian lockdowns. And now because they can't get people to work because the Joe Biden administration wants to pay people to stay home. And let me tell you something. In Boston, the minimum wage is already $15 an hour, okay? And you have to pay more on top of that because of taxes and fees. So she's paying like $18 an hour for people to work, and they're still making more staying home and not working. So it's just ridiculous, and the margins are thin. People are closing their doors because they just can't afford the rent anymore. They can't even afford to keep the lights on in their restaurants with these increasing costs.
It's very disheartening to see that the answer when it comes back from the president is that, well, this is just going to be temporary. This is just, you know, we're not going to see this long term. Kristen, I've talked to many economists and people that are watching, you know, traditional benchmark, you know, indicators like the consumer price index. And they're saying there is no sign that this is going away anytime soon.
Correct. And, you know, making the problem even worse, Kev, is we have a productivity problem in this country that's causing supply chain issues. I know we talked about this last week, but
yeah.
We literally can't find people to drive trucks in the country or work in factories. And, you know, people are seeing this firsthand now. For example, I went to Chick-fil-A the other night and they were out of tomatoes. They had a sign up that said, you know, sorry, folks, we can't get tomatoes right now. And this kind of thing is starting to happen more and more. And soon it's just going to significantly inflate prices in a way that's impossible to ignore or brush aside. And, of course, it's the poor people, the people on fixed incomes who are going to be hurt most. It's really tragic.
Hey, you're a Texan. You call the Houston area home, and your state legislature has been interrupted because these Texas Democrats decided to go hide out in other places and not basically follow the law of their land. What's the latest on this? Governor Abbott said he was going to arrest them. Ken Paxton seemed to imply that that could, in fact, happen. They are now half the delegation is COVID positive, and they're evidently spreading it to Nancy Pelosi's office and the White House and other people. Where are we at with this, and are they going to be returned? Will the reforms that need to be passed for voting eventually get passed?
Well, first of all, it's an absolute disgrace what they're doing, these Democrats. They are subverting democracy and displaying their hypocrisy with the COVID lockdowns and masking. So that's the first thing. The second thing, though, Kev, is this never should have happened. So I run communications for a gubernatorial race down here for Don Huffines. He's running to the right of Greg Abbott. Greg Abbott talks a big game on Fox News. He does a lot of talk, very little action. We knew these Democrats were going to do this because they already tried the same stunt months ago. This legislation should have been passed during the regular session. It is absolutely unacceptable that it's now midway through the summer in a special session, and they're pulling this nonsense. The voters of Texas don't deserve this. And the Democrats are awful. We all know that. But we need a strong Republican in the governor's mansion to stand as a bulwark against the leftism that is creeping into this country. And yes, even to places like Texas. Because let me tell you, Greg Abbott, he's no Ron DeSantis. We need a real fighter in there. So what's going on in Texas is pathetic. It's sad. These Democrats are anti-American, anti-Texas, but they shouldn't be allowed to get away with this.
Yeah, no, not at all. All right, Kristen B. Tate, reader in the Hill, watch her all over cable television, and she's working to provide freedom for Americans. That's what it's all about. Kristen, always appreciate you being here. Thanks for being with us. Kevin McCullough, coming
Thanks,
right
Kevin.
Back.
This year, nearly 22,000 American women will be diagnosed with ovarian cancer, and another 14,000 will die. Even worse, 10% of these deaths will be linked to a product that's found in nearly everyone's medicine cabinet. Hey, ladies, this is Liz Black, and I need to tell you about a common household product that is killing innocent women, talcum powder. For decades, studies showed that talcum contained asbestos, a known cancer-causing agent. Yet, companies like Johnson & Johnson unconscionably sell this data dangerous product. This may, after being conclusively linked to deadly ovarian cancer, mesothelioma, and fallopian cancer. Talcum powder was finally pulled from shelves. If you or a loved one received a cancer diagnosis after using talcum powder at any point, call Buttafuoco & Associates today at 1-800-NOW-HURT. Buttafuoco & Associates is helping clients recover significant damages. If you think your cancer may have been caused by talcum powder, call today, 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
This is Hugh Hewitt for townhall.com. We are living in the age of surveillance capitalism. That's the title of a book by Shoshana Zuboff, whose thinking has shaped my own as we look on the growing power of big tech. The biggest flaw in most tech companies' business models is a general willingness to loot an individual's personal information, and thus his or her privacy, without payment for this data and without informed consent. Did you know that a small percentage of apps provide your consent to remotely turn on your phone's microphone and record you after you sign their terms and conditions? I imagine your response is like mine. What? I'd never agree to that. I am certain a hard line on personal privacy would have a greater appeal to the public than many other issues currently separating the parties. Watch that vast, uncharted space in which party moves to restore data that has been taken and to repair walls of privacy that were breached long ago. Whoever gets there first will be a long-term winner. I'm Hugh Hewitt.
Publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu.
We call him Willy Wonka. He's a chocolate lab. His belly itched, and he would actually lay in the grass and scoot across it to scratch. And Sheba, his sister, she scratched at her ears real bad, and she shook her head so much, she wound up with cauliflower ears.
DinoVite.com. DinoVite is nutrition.
When we first got the DinoVite, they cleaned the bowls up real good. Her ears, they're a whole lot better. Wonka, his belly, it's all really cleaned up. He flops over and lays on his back and just kicks his legs, and I call it his happy dance. They look good and even smell good in between baths. You should give your dogs DinoVite before something happens. And that's kind of like preventative maintenance.
DinoVite for life.
It makes them healthier and happier.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
And your dogs will love it just like mine do.
DinoVite.com.
Let's be boring and do a commercial about cash out refinances. It's Ryan, and our mortgage team will often have a listener say, I think I understand what a cash out refinance is, but can't that be bad for you sometimes? So let's hit on that. As with anything, it's certainly not the right move for everyone. If we don't have to, we don't want to add a bunch of years onto our loan or increase our monthly payment too much or pay more in the long run. But because home values have skyrocketed so far up the last few years, while rates have come so far down, we've seen many scenarios where listeners today can pull out a significant chunk of money from the new value in their home while lowering the years on the overall loan, while lowering their monthly payment, and lowering how much they ultimately pay. The key is to just look at the whole picture and be honest with yourself about your situation. If you're looking for someone to show you your options, we are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage maker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
Obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, you know, we like to, at this microphone, not only talk about the areas of our lives that need to be improved, whether it be culturally or societally, etc., politically, but we also try to point you to solutions. And along those lines, I'm very glad to have my next guest, as I've heard only a little bit about what they have done, but looking forward to finding out more. He's the CEO of a group called Second Vote Advisors. His name is Dan Grant, and he joins us now. Dan, the thumbnail pitch of what Second Vote Advisors does is that you help investors not put their money in places that are going to destroy their freedoms and their belief systems. Explain how it works.
Sure. Thank you for having me, Kevin.
Sure thing.
In the 20th century, I think libertarians and conservatives didn't have to worry so much about companies wading into social justice activism. People back then didn't worry about Coca-Cola, Delta, or Pan Am weighing in on issues and supporting issues that, frankly, 50% of the country would not agree with. You know, historically, companies have focused on generating a profit and traditional charity. And that's what our company believes in. We believe companies really should contribute to society by maximizing profits, creating jobs, contributing to traditional charity, helping the poor, the sick, the needy, you know, beneficiaries of their charity that the supermajority of people in this country wouldn't disagree with. And the problem we have today is our economic model underpinning this country is actually under attack by what we call stakeholder capitalists. And that's the Davos crowd, right? And these stakeholder capitalists are using the largest investment theme in the world that's called environmental social governance or ESG investing to pursue a liberal social justice agenda. And there are trillions of dollars behind ESG investing. And all the large banks, all the large asset managers are really pursuing this. So what my partners and I decided to do is start a new company to give investors top decile returns and yet look at companies differently. You know, I'll give you a great example, Kevin. Last week, a large Catholic organization, the Knights of Columbus, and I'm Catholic, so I can talk like this, launched an ETF that is meant to represent Catholic values. Great. You know, we need people like that. Well, we started a research company 9 years ago, so this is not new. And we've been rating companies on a scale of 1 to 5. 1 means they're liberal, 3 is neutral, and 5 is conservative. But we look at companies and how they spend their profits. We look at their advocacy, their philanthropy, their charity. So we don't look at companies like, frankly, the Catholic Church, the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, and the Knights of Columbus. We'll look at Microsoft, Twitter, Amazon, Google, and say those are acceptable investments because they're not generating revenue for any of the sins. Tobacco, porn, gaming, things like that. Right. We look at it and say, how are they spending their money? What are they lobbying for? What is their advocacy? And a lot of the companies that the Knights of Columbus are supporting in their ETFs support pro-abortion causes. You know, our research has borne that out. So when we look at this, we think, you know what? We've got to do something. I've got a great team. We have Andy Puster, who is a well-known conservative, and Trump nominated him to be labor secretary. Dr. Kevin Hassett, former chairman of the White House Council of Economic Advisors. We have 8 very prominent PhDs involved in this, and they've created our social screens and our financial methodology. And we're trying to get companies to stay neutral. You know, we've rated the S&P 500, Kevin. There's 500 companies. 73% of the S&P 500 is rated liberal when you look at their advocacy and philanthropy. 27% of the S&P 500 is neutral. And there is, I guess, no surprise, not one company in the S&P 500 has an overall conservative rating. So what we're doing is we're working with companies that are still neutral and saying, please stay neutral. Do not drift left. And if they're a share, if they're a component in one of our funds, we go to them. We thank them for being neutral. For instance, we have a life index. The ticker is LYFE. We have a Second Amendment fund that's publicly traded. It's EGIS. And if you buy those funds, there's no guarantee that they're actually going to support the Second Amendment or life, but they're neutral. They're not working against it. So we'll own companies in these funds, and then we'll go to them and say, these other 5 issues that libertarians and conservatives care about, we would ask you to reconsider your stance. And what we're trying to do, Kevin, is go up against Larry Fink at BlackRock, the largest asset manager in the world that controls $9 trillion in assets. And they're proudly doing something completely different. If you go to their website, they'll tell you last quarter they went to 482 companies and their boards and said, listen, if you don't start making more progress towards hitting these leftist ESG metrics, we will vote you out. And they're doing it. So we're really trying to be a counterweight.
Yeah, it's great to know that you're doing exactly that. You're being that counterweight. And friends, if you want to know more, we'll have Dan back and we'll talk more about this. But it's called secondvotefunds.com. That's 2ND, second, is if you do the letter 2ND, secondvotefunds, all one word, .com. And Dan Grant, CEO, thank you for being with us today. And we'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate it.
Kevin McCullough, come right back.
Hi, break time?
I know you.
I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. It seems like you take care of yourself.
I do. I play tennis. I try to eat well.
What about screening for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. Colon cancer is more treatable when it's caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and is used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit requestcologuard.com.
I'm on it.
Excellent.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop simply by creating the best pillow. Mike created the new Giza Dream bed sheets as well. He found the world's best cotton called Giza. It's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. The first night you sleep on the Giza sheets, you will never want to sleep on anything else. I know. That's what I tried and found out. Giza Dream Sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors, and Mike is making a special offer for our listeners right now. 2-for-1, the lowest price plus free shipping. 800-651-0798. Use the promo code WMCA or go to MyPillow.com, but make sure you use the promo code WMCA. 2-for-1, low price plus free shipping. It's Giza Dream Sheets. Call 1-800-651-0798, promo code WMCA. That's 800-651-0798, promo code WMCA.
AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA. Listen online at WMCA.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Sabao Meat Products wants you to enjoy a sandwich with their finest Induveca ham, Campesino sharp cheddar, or Queso Hayo cheese. It's summertime. And what's better than a delicious sandwich filled with Sabao meat while lounging by the pool or after a long day at the beach? There's nothing better than Sabao meat on the grill. The perfect combination of flavors between soft and creamy with a quality seal of Sabao meat products. More than a half a century of tradition and quality making the best Hispanic-styled salamis such as Induveca and Campesino, the Don Filo line, Pavolami, which is 100% turkey, and many more. That's why if you don't see the logo from the start, don't put it in your shopping cart. Now you have a chance to win these luscious flavors and a whole basket full of other amazing products. Just head to am570themission.com and click on the Sabao Meat Contest banner and enter to win. See complete contest rules at am570themission.com. Sabao Meat Products, tradition of quality. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you could save money on your mortgage payment and put more money into your pocket, wouldn't that make sense? Now is the perfect time to call my very good friends, Mike and Brian, at Fellowship Home Loans. Home values are up. The housing market is strong. Interest rates are low, and they're going to stay low. Talk to Mike and Brian about ways you could possibly eliminate PMI, private mortgage insurance, consolidate debt, take cash out for home improvements, and save on your taxes. As a direct lender, you deal directly with the decision makers who will save you the money and guide you every step of the way. And with outstanding customer service reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you will be amazed by how well you are treated and how simple they make this very complicated process. Call Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at Fellowship Home Loans and lock in your low rate today. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA, Fellowship Home Loans, licensed mortgage banker, equal housing lender, NMLS 60134.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. And on Thursdays, we sometimes take some time out to take a look at your health. Today, I feel like your health is better served if we could advocate for a president who is of sound health and sound mind. I don't know what that was last night. And as I've been able to get my thoughts around it today. It's just continued to bother me even more. My next guest is co-host of Spicer & Company. He is the aforementioned Sean Spicer, former press secretary for President Donald Trump, and, of course, had before that been the spokesperson for the GOP and been a real strong fighter for common sense and decency and what we need in this culture. And, Sean, you know, you're in the daily editorial cycle now in terms of having to deal with this content, but I don't know how the country – well, let me just go back. If you were press secretary and Donald Trump performed the way Joe Biden did in that town hall last night, where he seemed to not really know, I thought at times, even where he was, much less who he was talking to, what would the White House press corps have been like the next day in the media room?
I told everyone that I talked to, Kevin, that it is amazing how complicit this media is in allowing them to say whatever they want to say, provide no fact checking, no backup, no follow up. I mean, you name it, whether it's the performance last night, the Hunter Biden issue that keeps coming up, for all the talk sometimes that the media made about, you know, some of the conservative media being state news for Trump. It's the entire mainstream media is showing people what state TV is really looking like.
What is your take on how China or Russia or Iran or North Korea are licking their chops when they look at Washington right now?
Well, one of the things that I am actually truly, truly concerned about is if China were to show additional aggression in the South China Sea and go after Taiwan. You know, the U.S.'s stated policy is that we'll defend Taiwan. I think that they often wonder if they do that, if they get anything, would they get any pushback from Biden? And I worry about that, because I think that China, to me, is literally the biggest threat, number one, two, three, four, five, that we face on an economic, on a military, on a cultural perspective, and it gets so ignored by both parties, but in particular this administration.
Well, and you know, when he pulls things like he did today, where he's extended now the barriers to Canadians being able to enter North America or the northern states in America, and you know, I work with the tourism people here in New York City, and we've been dying for the last year and a half to get Canadians to come back to New York and to spend their money and go see Broadway shows and eat in restaurants and so forth. And finally, Mr. Trudeau, about 2 weeks ago, said, okay, we're going to normalize things, start opening up. And what do they do today? They go and they, for no explicable reason, put a barrier to allowing them to do that. And this is the administration that's done that. And, Sean, meanwhile, it's all based on COVID. It's like, well, we can't do it because of COVID. But on the southern border, I don't think we've applied one COVID-19 test to anybody that's come across.
It's a massive petri dish. I mean, the stuff that's going down with these folks being, you know, the way that they're holding them and such, no one's testing them. No one seems to care, because here's the deal. And we see the juxtaposition, not just at our northern border, but especially from people coming in from Cuba. The Democrats have no problem people flowing over southern border. They look at them as future voters. They look at them as a way to cement their, a voting block for the future. So, but the common sense of opening up the northern border to Canada, which is not a problem in terms of COVID, not a problem in terms of a threat being posed, and yet it just shows you where the priorities are.
Right. Well, and the same thing, I guess you could say about the Cuba embargo and saying, Cubans and Haitians don't come. Meanwhile, if you're Guatemalan, El Salvadorian, Mexican, you can just come across the border at any time that you want. So if you were in the White House right now, strategizing, with a President Trump, and I'm really interested too in understanding. If you've had any, conversations with the former president, what his reaction to the audit in Arizona and the discussions of audits in Pennsylvania and Georgia and Wisconsin are all looking like, because it seems like as the news kind of dribbles out from some of those places, there are more questions than answers. And I think that is another reason why some 65% of Republicans believe that the election was, in fact, stolen.
Yeah, I've been doing a series on my show all week. We're going to have the Georgia Attorney General on tonight, Chris Carr, because I'm worried about what going forward. We need to have integrity. We need to make sure that people are who they say they are. We need to prevent things like ballot harvesting. I obviously, you know, he has his concerns for obvious reasons. I am actually worried that if Republicans don't effectively fight back, as they somewhat happen, I mean, we did a really good job on the right dealing with the issue of voter ID, and Democrats have seemingly caved on that to some degree.
But right.
Everything is at stake. If these guys can find ways to make sure that they can do everything they can to get people, whether or not they're registered to vote or not legally, I cannot think of a bigger fight, because if they can stack the deck, which is what they're basically trying to do, not just with the voting rights, but as I said, they're trying to push people over the southern border. And you know, it's funny, just as a side note, this is what people always have to pay attention to the details, because if you think about it, they talked about an 8-year path to citizenship. And, you know, especially for these kids, quote unquote. Well, if you do the math, guess what? In 8 years, all these 10-year-old kids that are getting let in are suddenly 18 and can vote.
Yeah. No, it's not a surprise there. And it's one of those things where when you look at the policies that they've tried to push in the first 7 months of this year, man, Sean, I don't even know if we'll make it to 2022. I mean, that's the fear at this point. Yeah, right. Let's go get Congress back. But what happens between now and then? It seems like an eternity.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
But that's why, you know, look, these guys have got to keep. And I'm telling you, I'm so tired, Kevin, of Republicans thinking that if they play nice, it's like dealing with China. They're never going to come to your side. What Kevin McCarthy and Steve Scalise and the rest of the team have to be clear is that what Nancy Pelosi did yesterday on this January 6th commission by telling them that Republicans couldn't seat the members of their choice is unprecedented in the House of Representatives. And Republicans have got to commit that when they take back the House, and they will take back the House, that they play by the same rules and stop being a bunch of wusses.
Yeah, you gotta play hardball with these guys, because they're gonna play hardball every day. All right, Spicer and Company every weeknight. What's on the big show tonight, Mr. Spicer?
Well, as I just said, we're gonna talk to Chris Carr, the Attorney General down in Georgia, about what's going to happen and some of the accusations that President Biden made about Georgia and other states last night in the CNN town hall with respect to voting rights. And then Dr. Andy Harris, congressman from Maryland, is going to talk to us about these vaccines and whether or not kids that are under 12 should take them if the FDA recommends them, based on what the president said last night.
That's a must not miss tonight on Spicer and Company on Newsmax. Check your cable systems for channels, but don't ever miss Spicer and Company every weeknight. Sean, thank you as always. Talk to you again soon.
You bet, man. Take care.
All right. Kevin McCullough coming right back with my final thought for the day. Don't go away.
Hey, Pastor Darren Goldstein here from Hope Outreach Ministries, where everyone is welcome, where we serve the I Am Possible God. We are building people of faith, love, and power. We invite you to come and worship with us in person. Our doors open at 1:30 p.m. every Sunday. We are located at 333 13th Avenue in Newark, New Jersey. Come and experience heaven on earth, or join us on Facebook Live at 3 p.m. at Hope Outreach Ministries for Everyone. We promise you will never be the same as you experience the presence of Almighty God.
Excuse me, why don't you have life insurance yet?
I've got diabetes, and I know the price will be through the roof for the pre-existing condition.
Well, actually, SelectQuote makes it easy to get very affordable life insurance, even if you have a health issue.
I'm listening.
You'll get quotes from some of the country's most trusted carriers. Even with your diabetes, you can get around $250,000 in insurance for as little as a dollar a day.
That would be amazing. What's it called again?
SelectQuote. Just call or go to SelectQuote.com to get your free quote. Get the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Call 1-800-694-1010 or go to SelectQuote.com today. That's 1-800-694-1010 or SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Get full details on example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Monthly premiums vary based on health, company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Download the AM 570 The Mission mobile app on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on WMCA.com, TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com. WMCA welcomes Unlocking the Bible with Pastor Colin Smith.
We as Christians fall short of what we one day will be.
Listen Monday through Friday morning at 9.
And so it is sometimes hard for us when we think about heaven to imagine broken relationships completely restored.
Contact the ministry at WMCA.com. bible.com. Under Programs, click Program Guide to get to unlockingthebible.org with AM 570 and 102.3 FM The Mission, WMCA.
You need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, a couple of things I want to get updated for you on. You remember that we had Larry Elder on the show last week, and Larry very excited because he was able to announce that he's running for the gubernatorial spot in California. Larry Elder, of course, heard here in New York and on many Salem radio stations across the country, AM 970, The Answer here in New York. Usually weeknights. But once he announced, he's off the air and he's campaigning full time. Well, this last week, they tried to kick him off the ballot. The Secretary of State's office in California claimed he had not filled out the right paperwork regarding the disclosure of his taxes. And what's funny is Larry's campaign had submitted the tax information in two ways. They redacted the things that the law told them to redact, and then they issued another one that had everything unredacted. And so there was no way that the Secretary of State's office could say he was being, less forthcoming, because if they were supposed to have a redacted version, that was submitted. If they were saying he was hiding things in the redactions, they submitted the unredacted version, and that was also submitted. So yesterday, a judge said Secretary of State's office can go fly a kite. They're not doing the right thing. They need to allow Larry Elder to be on the ballot. And that's really good news for Californians, because you have a God-fearing, a freedom-loving American who is now running for that gubernatorial race and hoping to replace Gavin Newsom, who just announced yesterday that he wants all the homeless people in the country to come to California and make California great. So that's, just another reason why probably some people are not that thrilled with the leadership of California right now. Now, completely different. Let's go to the opposite side of the world. So if we're in New York and we went to California for that, let's go over to the UK, because this story that's coming out, and our friends at the Daily Wire published this, responding to an announcement from British Prime Minister Boris Johnson. And Boris had said that anyone wanting to enter nightclubs or other crowded venues after September 1 will have to show proof of COVID vaccination, the vaccine passport, if you will. And following that statement, the legendary rock and roller Eric Clapton, guitar player, said the following. He said, following the PM's announcement on Monday, I feel honor bound to make an announcement of my own. I wish to say that as a music artist, I will not perform on any stage where there is a discriminated audience presence. Clapton said, adding that unless there's a provision made for all people to attend, I reserve the right to cancel any and all of my shows forthwith. So what he's saying is I'm not going to only limit my performances to people who have the vaccine passport. And you got to say, in this day and age where everybody's trying to do the politically correct thing all the time instead of sometimes the scientifically or factually correct thing, Eric Clapton got that one right. Anyway, I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next time.